the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Hey, welcome back to Academy Gymnasium, getting set for a Northeast Kansas League High School Hoops doubleheader as Marhamon Academy is playing host to Jefferson County North. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom counts with you here, and as quickly as that, the ball goes up the tip of the way, and the Lady Ravens will pull it down. Marhamon Academy is going to have the basketball first, and they're out on the court with Zoe Steck and Scarlett Bagley. Got Hannah Coker, Bethany Urban, and Carly Kramer. That's going to be your starting five. For Jefferson County North, it'll be Tara Wastuba and Claire Jobbins. You got Clara Johnson, Macy Thompson, and Lydia Tweed. MHMA moving the ball around the perimeter in their home whites with black and gold. Driving across Urban, skips it over to Zoe, comes back out on top, Coker. Scarlett will take it to the right side of the free throw line, push it back out on top to Steck, and we're half a minute in. MHMA is taking the opening tip-off and moving the ball around the outside, and they are showing some patience here in this very first possession of the game. Scarlett has it. Skip pass, and it's going to be stolen. Driving down is Tara. Wastuba goes in, goes up, doesn't hit it, gets your own rebound, but gets fouled on the play. Foul is going to be on Scarlett, and Bagley will have her first foul of the game less than a minute into the contest. Coming to the free throw line for Jeff North is going to be Tara Wastuba. Tara, one of the seniors on this team for head coach Steve Knoll. The free throw, airborne, and rolls out. One more shot coming up here for Tara Wastuba. 7:03 to go here in the opening quarter. Long, hard look at the second shot. She'll eye it, send it up and in. First point of the ball game belongs to JCN. They lead 1-0. And back up with it will come Marhamon Academy. Lady Ravens with the basketball in. Carly plays it out at the high post. Now her pass across the floor, stolen by Claire. Shot up, no. Rebound to get down is going to be Zoe. MHMA bringing it the other way. And back-to-back breakaway plays. JCN unable to capitalize. Lady Ravens are going to run their offense again. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. 1-0, Jeff North. Coker has the ball, comes out on top again to Urban. Bethany, got a left-hand dribble, works way over to the left side. Looking in. No room in the center. Comes back out on top, Coker. Back to Urban. Three-point shot. Zoe Steck from the left side. Lady Ravens push to now a 3-1 lead. We're at 6:11 to go in the first. Shot up underneath, won't go. And on the rebound, we get a whistle and a foul call. They're going to say two free throws coming up. The foul is going to be on Hannah Coker. It'll be her first, and back to the line, Tara Wastuba, one of two already tonight. Her first one here, a little wide to the left side. She's going to have one more shot coming up. MHMA head coach Luke Knoll on his feet, patrolling his sideline in front of the Lady Ravens. Was Duba eyeing up that second shot. Pushes it, and it is in. So Tara with the first 2 points of the game for Jeff North. It is 3-2 for Hill Mount Academy. We are 2 minutes into the ball game, and Bethany Urban, sophomore, brings it up the court, comes out top to the freshman post, Carly Kramer. Back to Zoe Steck. She'll ease over to the left side. Keeps the dribble alive. Brings it back out above the three-point circle. Now being guarded very, very close to Claire Jobbins. Finally able to get it away. Bagley has it. Kicks it out on top. And everybody is on the left side. And now we got a foul. And now we're going to get a timeout. JCN? No. More Hillmount Academy? Yes. Taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. First break of the ball game. Coming at 5:41 to go in the opening quarter. It remains MHMA 3, JCN 2.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust.
Community-minded, that's my bank. As we come out of the timeout, Mark Hillman Academy putting the ball in play. We're back in action. 5.5 to go. Here's a three launched by Urban. Too strong. Rebound tipped around. It'll be cleared down by Jeff North. Lydia Tweed coming up with the basketball. That's going to be stolen by Bethany Urban. She's bringing it down the court. Being chased down from behind. The running layup won't drop in. And the rebound taken away by Jefferson County North. Down with it will come Tara Wastuba. She'll drive and shoot and score. She has all four JCN points. It is 4-3. Lady Chargers. And we're now at 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Urban will work it around to the left side, bounce it out on top. Bagley holds it up there, looking in, skip pass back over to Urban. Bethany slows it way down. There's not a lot of running, there's a lot of walking going on out there with 4:44 to go in the first. Here's Coker, goes inside the left block, all alone, Carly K up for two. Give Coker the assist, Kramer the bucket. And it is now 5-4, Lady Ravens. 4:32 to play in the first quarter. JCN has them lined up from left to right at the free throw line. Nobody below that. Here's a shot from the top for three. It misses. Rebound tipped around. Macy Thompson had it, but it's going to be taken away by Urban. Here comes Bethany down the court with it. Working over to the right side against Claire Javis. Running shot is going to be up and good. Urban with two. Bethany has her first points of the game, and it is quickly 7-4. We are midpoint of the opening quarter. MHMA in front. JCN here on the road tonight. Top side for the basketball, Claire Jobbins. She goes all the way to the baseline. The shot is up, won't go. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be lost out of play, and it will be off the Lady Ravens. First substitutions of the ball game coming in for both teams. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, Nora Kechner will come in. For Jefferson County North, here comes Elizabeth Easterday. 3:50 to go. First quarter. Pass into the lane on the floor one time. The shot up off the window and good. And Tara Wastuba with two more. She's having a huge night. It is now 7-6 Lady Ravens. 3:40 to go in the first. Pass comes out on top. Here's Kechner with it on the edge. Feet underneath for Scarlett. And Scarlett is fouled by Lydia Tweed. So Lydia will have her first foul. And it's going to be team foul one by JCN this evening. Entering the game will be Hope Banowitz for Moore Hill Mount Academy. And Zoe Steck will get a little breather here. 3:29 to go in the first. Kechner putting the ball in play. Looking. Skips it in down low, and it's going to be stolen. Here comes Easterday. Elizabeth drives down the right side, goes all the way near the baseline, keeps the dribble alive, brings it back out on top, gets it there to Wastuba. MHMA staying in their player defense. Top side is going to be Macy Thompson. Back over to the right to Easterday. 3:13 to go and running along in the first. Easterday drives into the lane, puts a shot up that won't go in, and she's going to be whistled for the travel. There was a little contact in the middle. It could have very easily been a foul, a block, or, as it was called, the traveling violation. Claire Jobbins going to come back in again for Jefferson County North and rotate out Clara. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 7-6. MHMA in front here at home in a close game. You expect it to be like this throughout. Here's a lob out on top again. That's going to be Scarlett with the basketball. Dumps it over to the left side to Keckner. Keckner defended up closely on top by Tweed. And again, you can get away with this in the high school game, being patient like this. No shot clock. There's no hurry. Now, Keckner will try to drive in, uses her free arm to kind of clear a little room out. The bounce pass for Coker, and a jump ball call tied up by Carol Estuba. Possession arrow to Jeff North. Carly Kramer is going to report back in for Moorhill Mount Academy, and into the game for the first time, it'll be Abby Laird for Jeff North. 2:27 to go in the opening quarter. Kind of nice when you've seen these teams about 15 times apiece this year, and you don't need a program for any of them. 7-6. Morehill Mount Academy in front. Here's Tara Wastubic. Starts to the middle, pulls it up at the free throw line, dumps it up to the left side, and we're going to get a whistle. And a turnover by the Lady Chargers. Here comes Morehill Mount Academy, and up with the basketball, Bethany Urban. Zoe Steck coming to the scorer's table. Anna Coker also. They'll be reporting into the next dead ball opportunity. 2 minutes to go in the first. Pass comes out on top. Banowitz launching its three. No. And a rebound cleared down by Jeff North. Lydia comes down with the ball, and the outlet down the right side. The shot is up, hits the bottom of the rim, and J.C. and player hits the floor hard. MHMA on the transition. Keckner will have it stripped out of her hands. It'll be lost out of bounds. On the other end of the floor, took a minute for Claire Chavez to get back to her feet and get back up the floor, but she seems to be fine. Now checking out for the Lady Ravens. You're going to get Keckner and Bagley off the floor. Minute 40 to go. Inbounds, it'll come to Banowitz, and Hope with a left-hand dribble goes around to the left side. She is defended by Easterday. Minute and a half to go in the first. It is a 7-6 game. Carly Kramer hits the high post. Back over to the right to Banowitz. Looks into the middle, and we've got a shift of defenses now by J.C., and they're in a, I'm going to call this maybe 1-3-1. Coach Noel likes the 1-3-1, and I think that's what he's got him working right now. Over to the right side, it's going to be the feet across. Beautiful pass, and the assist to Coker, the bucket, Zoe. Steck has five, and it is now a 9-6 lead. We're just over a minute to play in the opening quarter. MHMA in front. The pass over to the right side. The ball is going to be knocked free, stole it away. Coming up with it, Bethany Urban. She pulled it free. Now will drive it up the floor. Works her way to the left side. Pulls it up. Lets her team join her. Now Coker will launch it. It's three and it's short. And the long rebound. For some reason, they allow it to tear them out of bounds. And Claire Jobbins, that's always a dangerous, dangerous play. When you let the official decide who's going to have the ball, when you could have just grabbed it, picked it up, and transitioned down the floor. But it will be Lady Charger basketball. Urban comes out of the game. Keckner is back in. And Morehill Mount Academy head coach Luke Knoll has rotated every player in and out of the game at least once here in the opening quarter. 40 seconds to go in the first. 9-6. Lady Ravens in front. To the right side. Here's a three. Set sail in. We're all tied. How about that shot from the perimeter? Give that bucket to Clara. Clara Johnson ties the game. We're even at 9. Moments left here. Half a minute, inside half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens cross court with the ball. Keckner goes to the baseline right. Banowitz skip pass in the middle and through the traffic it comes. Lady Ravens are going to save it. 9 seconds. Now 8 comes out on top again. Zoe looking to get a shot away in traffic, has to force it up at the buzzer. It's no good, and we've come to the end of the first. We got a timeout on the floor, and it cannot get any closer than this. After one in Atchison, Morehill Mount Academy and JCN, they're tied at 9.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Nice crowd on hand here on this Friday evening at the Haverty Gymnasium here on the campus of Barnhill Mountain Academy. Reviewing that opening quarter scoring for you, 9 for each team. For Jeff North, Kara Wastuba leads the way with a half a dozen. And as we mentioned, Clara Johnson hits that 3 near the end of the first quarter and ties the game. For Barnhill Mountain Academy, Zoe Sneck with 5 points. Bethany Urban, Carly Kramer, each with 2. Looking out of the court for MHMA, it's going to be the original starting 5. Zoe Scarlett, Hannah, Bethany, and Carly. For JCN, scanning on the floor, it's going to be their original 5. Now the driving shot from the baseline left is up and good. And Bethany Urban has put MHMA back in front at 11-9. We are just 10 seconds into the second quarter. JCN, Tara Wastuba, Claire Jobbins, Clara Johnson, Macy Thompson, Lydia Tweed, and now a travel down to the baseline by Jeff North. And it's going to be Barnhill Mountain Academy basketball. 7.5 to go in the opening half. Up forward with the ball, and here come the Lady Ravens. Way up high is Carly Kramer. Back over to the left side to Zoe. Little left-hand dribble, driving toward the baseline, pulls it up there, gets in a little trouble. Underneath is Scarlett. Her bucket is up and in. Scarlett Bagley from the baseline for 2. Her first points of the game, 13-9. This is the largest lead for either team so far this evening, up by 4. Jeff North with the ball out on top. Wastuba all alone. It's good for 3. Tara Wastuba has 9. Team's 12 points. And Barnhill Mountain Academy leads it by 1. 6:48 to go in the first half. It'll skip past over to the left side. It's going to be handled there by Coker. Cross court it goes to Zoe. Steck looks into the middle and finds no room there. Comes back over to the left edge. And we have a 3-second violation on the freshman. So, Barnhill Mountain Academy will turn it over. It will come back again to JCN. Jeff North in there, traveling. I almost call this a Kelly green with white and black lettering and trim. 6.5 to go in the half. Wastuba brings it up the floor. MHMA has shifted now to a zone defense. Macy Thompson kicks it on top. The 3 is going to be up and good. Claire Jobbins. And JCN is back in front. It's 15-13 Lady Chargers. Just over 6 minutes to go in the half. The pass comes out on top. Coker has it as Barnhill Mountain Academy is back on offense. Bethany Urban, the sophomore point guard, skips it out too. Bagley, who travels with it. She thought she got fouled. This crowd thought she traveled. They probably are both right. But the officials say let us play on, and so we do. Down to the baseline. Bethany shot blocked! What a great block by Macy Thompson. And here comes JCN. Flying down the floor with it is going to be Claire Johnson. Stolen back, Zoe Steck. Zoe will take it down the left side. We're at 5.5 to go. Steck pulls up. 3 off the back of the rim. It's no good. And once again, Clara comes up with a rebound. Here come the Lady Chargers. Claire's got to bring it up the floor herself this time. Dishes it over to the left edge where it's going to be Claire. Back out top side, Lydia. Dumps it over to the right. 5:15 to go and rolling along in the first half. 15-13. Cutting into the lane with Stuba. Feeds down to the baseline. Once Macy gets it to her, it's going to be ripped out of her hands. Loose on the floor. Saved in by JCN. The shot is going to be up. And they will say it was a block on the shot by Lydia. And rebound to MHMA. Down the floor with the Bookum Urban. She'll dump it off on top. Cross court it goes Coker. Underneath it comes a Steck. And she'll dribble it away. Put it back out on top. For Barnhill Mountain Academy, of the players on the floor, probably three of them will be very willing to take a three-point shot. And now we're going to get a little timeout for Coach Luke Noel. Take a break with the Lady Ravens. 4:43 to go in that first half of our first game tonight. It's now Jeff North 15, MHMA 13.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Happy to have you back with us as we return. The two teams make their way back out on the court. And for making a quick check for both coaches, I thought it was going to be the starting lineups, but for JCN it is for Moorhill Mount Academy. They have gone to the bench, and Nora Keckner has come back in. Lady Raven basketball. 4.5 to go here in the first half. They trail now by 2. Pass comes out on top. MHMA works around. Gets it to Scarlett off the block. Kicks it back to Keckner. Starts into the lane. Dumps it over to the baseline. Coker can't get the shot away. Comes back to Urban. Approaching the midpoint now of the second quarter. Urban has it. Right now they're working right in front of the JCN bench. And head coach Steve Noel for the Lady Chargers on his feet. Directing a little traffic. Jump shot is going to be up. And it won't go for Coker. Rebounding it down. Here comes JCN, Easterdate, drives right, goes to the baseline, shot up, rolls in, plus one, Elizabeth Easterdate. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Bethany Urban. It will be her first. We have seen very, very few fouls tonight. One so far by JCN, three by Moorhill Mount Academy. We're inside 4 minutes to go in the half. Coming to the line with a chance at the conventional three, Elizabeth Easterday, the senior, shoots and scores. It is now 18-13, and this five-point lead for Jeff North, the largest lead of the game by either club. And right now, it is a 9-0 run for the Lady Chargers. Back over to the right side is going to be Zoe. She has it deep in the corner, trying to back in. Gets doubled up as the zone flexes over to pick her up. Out on top, it'll be Banowitz, and her pass in the middle is going to be into the hands of a defender. It's going to be stolen away. On the breakaway, here's Claire. Stops, pops. Did they wave it off? Nah, she traveled. She got down the right side, and that was some nice defense for MHMA to get in front of her. And she was going to go off with the wrong foot and just tried to correct that enough. And it caused the turnover and Lady Ravens are going to bring Carly Kramer back in. Chargers are going to bring back in starting five, Macy Thompson. So both teams have gone to the bench and brought their starting posts back into the game. 3:20 to go in approaching halftime. 18-13. JC in front. Here's a long lob to the left of Hope. Comes back out on top. Nora Keckner will bounce it over to the right side. Now the dish underneath, back and in. Carly K. Double clutches. Thought maybe she traveled with the basketball as she made that little double pump down off the right side, but the officials on the spot make an indication that there is a foul called on Macy Thompson. It'll be her first, and Carly coming to the free throw line for Moorhill Mount Academy. She's got 2 points in the game. These will be her first free throws. In fact, first free throws by MHMA tonight. First one, not quite. One more shot coming up for the freshman from Moorhill Mount Academy. 3:09 to go in this first half. Carly's second one is airborne, and it rims out, won't go. Rebound underneath. Keckner, she's in trouble under the rim and able to get rid of the ball, and Moorhill Mount Academy was going to maintain possession. Inside three. Backing in is Carly. Shot deflected. Rebound, save of the Lady Ravens. The long pass over to the left side. The pass in the middle for Scarlett is going to be stolen. Here comes Lostuba. She's one on three. Goes all the way to the right side, holds up, dumps it off on top. The long three up the mark and out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. Zoe Steck coming back in, and Coker will return. They're going to be out there with Urban, Kramer, and Bagley. So the starting five back in for Morehill Mount Academy. For JCN, we have got Tara Wistuba, who's working the baseline of the 1-3-1. Elizabeth Easterday. You've got Claire Jobbins. You've got Macy Thompson. And you've got Clara Johnson. 2:22 to go in the half. 18-13. JCN. Again, they're still on the 9-0 run. MHMA has done very little offensively here in the second quarter. Long cross-court pass to Coker. Feeds underneath Scarlett. Goes on the floor one time. Skip pass over again to the right side. Long cross-court, and there's a 3-second violation. So, two of the last four possessions by MHMA end with a violation on the 3-second rule, and back up with it will come Jeff North. Easterday up the floor with it with a minute 55 to go in the half. They work it up top side. Nice entry pass in the middle. It's going to be stripped away. Zoe Steck just reached in and wrenched the ball from Macy. She'll stop. Think about the three. Doesn't. Kicks it over to Urban. Now down to the baseline to Coker. The lob off the block. Carly to Coker for three. Way too strong. Rebound. Pulled down by Steck. Little skip pass on top. Back to Zoe. The defense gets right in front of her quickly. Scarlett underneath. Too soft. Gets her on rebound. Goes up. Gets fouled. No, they're going to say it was just stripped out of hands and out of bounds. No foul call there, and it will be MHMA basketball. Easterday coming out for Jeff North. Lydia Tweed comes back into the game with a minute 23 to go in the half. Jeff North on defense, leading at 5-5. Back over to the left side is going to be Steck. Skips it off on top. Back it comes to Zoe once again to Urban. They're forcing this zone defense to flex and flex. Now here's Coker again, wide open for three. That one does not go again. Rebound Carly falling away. Can't get it to drop. And the rebound this time to Jeff North. Here comes Wistuba. Way high dribble. Did she palm it over? No. Driving baseline. Yeah, she did. I was just watching drive the baseline. I heard no whistle, but the trailing official makes the call because the ball, I thought, had pretty clearly gotten away. Back it's going to come to Morehill Mount Academy. Nobody's put the biscuit in the basket for a long time here tonight. We're down to a 50 seconds to go. Here's a baseline shot up, no good. And another rebound down for Jeff North. Wistuba coming up with it. She is one on two. Goes to the left side. Macy gets the pair. Wistuba gets the assist. An 11-0 run now for Jeff North. Half a minute to go in the first half. Urban has the ball, top of the key. A glance over her shoulder at head coach Luke Knoll. Gets the offensive play, and they're going to go for a last shot here. They just want to break the ice a little bit. They just haven't scored in so long. Skip goes over to Zoe. Back out Bethany. She'll go three. There it is! Bethany Urban drains it from outside. 20-16. JCN, shot at the buzzer, off the mark, and we are at halftime. We'll be back here in Atchison, Kansas, to summarize the opening half of the ladies' game. It is the first of our Hoops doubleheader tonight. The intermission score, Jefferson County North 20, Morehill Mount Academy 16.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Want to own a dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
In spite of having a seven-minute stretch in the second quarter when they did not score, Jefferson County North leads Morehill Mount Academy only by four at halftime, 20-16. For the JCM Lady Chargers, leading the way, Tara Wastuba, 9 points in the opening half. It drops dramatically then to three-piece. Claire Jobbins, Clara Johnson, Elizabeth Easterday, and Maisie Thompson with two. For MHMA, Bethany Urban hitting that three-point shot late in the half. Has seven, has five so far for Zoe Stink and two apiece, Scarlett Bagley and Carly Kramer. No one in any foul trouble at all. In fact, hardly any fouls called in the first half. Three against Morehill Mount Academy, two against Jeff North. No more than one on any individual player. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. So there will be the guys' game coming up after this one, but second half of the ladies' game should be extremely entertaining. Stick around with us for the second half of this and then, of course, the guys' contest. But right now, we're going to take a break. Have time here at the Haverty Gymnasium. We'll be back to bring in the second half of the ladies' game, but with your intermission score. Jefferson County North 20, MHMA 16. Back to Joseph we go in the Care Sports Studio for more halftime fun.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla sauce serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we're bringing you high school basketball from the campus of Morehill Mount Academy as they play host to JCN. We'll be returning to the game in just a moment, taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar. We've got a lot of stuff on tap for you next week. We've got high school basketball on Tuesday evening as we've got KC Washington at Atchison, a boys game only at 7:30 in the evening. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine College basketball where we've got Benedictine College at Mid-America. 5:30 is the tip-off time for the girls game. The boys should take to the court at 7:30. Thursday, of course, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Radio Sports Studios, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday brings us back to high school basketball again, as we've got Pleasant Ridge at JCN. Girls should take to the court sometime right around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court at 8. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look at the girls' games in action right now. At the half, it was Centralia leading Frankfurt 23-16. In the Donovan West Clifton Clyde game, Donovan West was on top at the half 20-17. In the Riverside Royal Valley game, Riverside was leading 20-16. And in the KC Wyandotte at Atchison game, the Phoenix are leading 28 to KC Wyandotte Ladies 9. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, Jefferson County's on top, 20 to Marhill Mount Academy's 16. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 9 above tonight. Under clear skies, northeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Clear skies again tomorrow, highs around 41. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 22. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-40s. To recap, we should dip down to 9 above tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 24.6 degrees on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. The wind is out of the north-northwest at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 43%. Barometric pressure steady at 30.46 inches of mercury. The dew point is 5 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind chill is 23 degrees up there. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a few moments.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here in the Haverty Gymnasium on the Marhill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. Getting started with the second half of the girls' game. Guys' game still coming your way here on Care Radio, so stay tuned with us for that. 20-16, JCN quickly up and in, and a three by Clara Johnson, her second three of the game. Lady Chargers now up 23-16. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Marhill Mount Academy with the basketball, and again, they're going to work against that 1-3-1 zone. They'll dump it over to the right side. Coker back out of top. It'll come. Urban, Coker. Left side to Zoe. Zoe will kind of work her way to the baseline. Once go in the middle, and now her pass out on top is going to escape, get out of bounds over toward the MHMA student section. It's going to come back in again to JCN. Oh, we have a small person out on the floor, and she looks lost. I'm hoping that someone recognizes her very, very soon. Starting out there for Morehamite Academy, Zoe Stick, Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, Bethany Urban, and Carly Kramer for JCN. Tara Restuba, Claire Jobbins, Clara Johnson, Macy Thompson, Lydia Tweed. That was a very heads-up alert play by the official to see what was going on there, prevent what could have been a, you know, bad deal. Good job by the crew here tonight. Here's a baseline turnaround, long two, no good. Steck coming up with a rebound. MHMA trailing in this game by 7. Comes up four with the basketball. Little skip pass is going to go over to the right side. By the way, leading by 7, it is the second time in this game they have led by that many, equaling their largest lead. Now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Clara. She'll drive down the right side, working against Urban, and Urban reaches in to try to steal the ball away and picks up a foul. It's going to be Bethany picking up her second foul of the game. It'll be team foul one of the second half by either club. And here comes JCN into their offensive baseline. They'll lob it in way out on top of Lydia. Back on the right side to Clara. A shot, no. Followed Macy. No. Rebound. Chargers. Followed. Blocked in a foul. I suspect that might be Lydia coming to the free throw line. Fellas going to be on the Lady Ravens, Hannah Coker. She will also now have collected her second foul of the evening. And we got a long way to go. 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Lydia Tweed will seek her first point tonight. I like how she squares the ball up, gets the logo beneath her fingers, puts the shot away, but it won't roll in. One more shot coming up here for Lydia. She gets that ball and moves it around, gets the logo right where she wants it, eyes it up, and there we go. Second one, just off the mark. It's going to belong to Morehill Mount Academy. Zoe Stack will be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt. 23-16. JCN in front. Not one of your high-scoring games at this juncture. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Still a long way to go. Urban eases around to the right side, pulls up her dribble, lobs it into the corner. Coker will take it there. Urban feeds over to the right block. Scarlett in the middle, rotates, and scores! Scarlett Bagley! Her fourth point of the game. It's 23-18. And the upcourt pass thrown away by JCN. Morehill Mount Academy will bring Zoe Stick out of the game. This is an interesting switch. So Zoe will come out for Nora Keckner. We go inside, 6 minutes to play in the third. And Morehill Mount Academy is back to within two possessions. Over to the left side, it goes to Carly. Can't drive it to the middle, brings it back out of top to Keckner. Swings it around to the right side. The feed into the block, and it's going to be knocked away from Bagley and picked back up by Jeff North. Here comes Claire. Jobbins over to the left side with Stuba to the right side, off the block, off the window, no good. Offensive board followed up, and a foul and free throws coming up again for Lydia. I think that's going to be on Carly. It is. So Carly will pick up her first foul of the game, and for MHMA, a bunch of fouls already here in the third quarter. That is team foul 3. Lydia at the line for a couple of more shots here. The first of 2, very close, but not quite in. We will see JCN switch Clara Johnson out of the game, and Elizabeth Easterday will return to the floor. Coach Noah's down here diagramming frantically. Second free throw, just off the mark, and the rebound down to MHMA. I guess I should say Coach S. Noel, because we've got Coach Knowles on by their bench right here tonight. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Over to the left side. The shot for three won't go in for Coker, and the rebound, Macy Thompson. Macy, the tallest player on the floor right now, as we're at 5:10 to go in the game in the third quarter. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Still 23-18. This third quarter has seen one bucket by each team, and we're over 3 minutes in now. Ball out on top. Mustuba cuts into the middle, and they're going to call it for a travel. Hope Banowitz into the game for Morehill Mount Academy. Also, Zoe Steck will return. 23-18, Jefferson County North in front here in this NEKL matchup. Coach Steve Nolan is going to bring Clara back in and take out Claire. You've got Claire J and Clara J to keep track of here for Jeff North. So if you're working in your scorebook, be very aware of that. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. The feed over to the left block. Carly kicks it back to the top. Kechter will not take that three-point shot. JCN, zone defense, continues to flex just widely from side to side. Here's the feed again to Scarlett. She's been good from that spot. Now the defense sandwiches her, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow. Back to Morehill Mount Academy. MHMA putting it a play at their offensive end, and Kechter will bring it in. The shot for Banowitz for three. No. Rebound, Bagley. Back out Banowitz. She almost followed with the three and then pulled it back down. Kicks it over to Zoe Steck on the left side. And Steck will have the ball go out of bounds, and they will say comes off her ankle. It'll be Charger basketball. 4:14 to go in the third. Get a very, very, very low scoring third quarter. JCN has hit one bucket. Morehill Mount Academy has hit one. Here's a baseline turnaround shot. It won't go in. Macy with the follow. Won't go in. Macy with the follow. It will go in. So Macy Thompson, 4 points tonight. 25-18, and for the third time tonight, JCN leads by seven. We're at 3:55 to go in the third and rolling along here. Game moving at a relatively fast clip. And a cross-court pass stolen. Here comes Mustuba. She will drive and shoot and can't get it to fall. Rebound underneath. Follow shot. No. Rebound Mustuba. No. Rebound Macy. Yes. Macy Thompson. 27-18, and we're going to get an MHMA timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Ravens. We're at 3:34 to go in the third quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Jeff North, 27. Morehill Mount Academy, 18.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
February is a very, very busy time in the basketball world, and our basketball schedule here on Care Radio is like Joseph's dance card, absolutely full. Tomorrow we're going to have Benedictine basketball here on Care Radio. The Ravens are going to be at Mount Mercy. Ladies game at noon tomorrow here on Care. The guys game at 2 o'clock next week, Monday, Tuesday, probably Wednesday, sort of like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yeah. We got basketball coming up. Here's a upcourt pass by Morehill Mount Academy that's going to be slapped out of bounds. They'll be putting it in play from the forecourt. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. It is a 9-point lead for JC in here. Bethany Urban will have it over to the right side. Comes out on top to Banowitz. Again, it's a 1-3-1 zone with Stuba works the baseline on the defense. Top side is going to be covered up by Clara Johnson. Got Macy Thompson at the five. Here's a shot from the right side. A foul occurs on the floor. And in the Lady Ravens are going to be putting in a plane down to the baseline. It'll be personal foul number one for Elizabeth Easterday. It will be the first foul of the second half by Jeff North. 2:56 to go in the third quarter. Comes into Urban, skips it down low, and Lady Ravens are going to throw it away. Bethany had expected a teammate to have been down at the baseline, just off the lane. But that teammate had departed the vicinity just as that pass was being put underway. And here's Clara, goes up. Johnson with her back to the rim, throws up the shot, and they say she travels with the ball. A couple of her teammates chide her a little bit as they come up the floor. 2:42 to go in the third. Lady Ravens with the basketball, trailing it by nine. Back up court they come. Last meeting between these two teams, Dan and Winchester, was won by MHMA. Lady Chargers come down, the feet in the middle. Clara's shot too soft, gets her own rebound. It's going to be knocked out of her hands, and Zoe picks it up. Was stupid down for the defense. Zoe Stick throws a little forearm, and the ball is going to get away from her. It's going to go out of bounds, and no foul called, but it will be a turnover. Back it comes to Jeff North. Abby Laird comes back in for the first time in the second half for the Lady Chargers. Also returning to the court, Lydia Tweed. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Again, it has not been a very offensively eventful quarter. Morehamon Academy has scored two in the third. Jefferson County North has scored seven. Here's a cross-court pass stolen by Zoe Steck. She's breaking it down the floor. All alone, goes in, goes up, can't get it to drop, and the rebound, Jeff North. Chargers coming the other way. It's going to be Claire. Claire Jobbins. They'll go out on top to Laird. Abby dishes it over to the right side. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter now. Top side with Stuva. Back over to the left, thinking about the three, and then Clara decides no. Here's Claire with it on the left. She'll accelerate to the baseline, pull up in front of a defender. It's no good. Laird rebounds it down, follow shot, no. This time the board is on the floor, and it'll be Coker picking it up for the Lady Ravens. With a minute 15 to go in the third quarter, Morehamon Academy into the forecourt, trailing it by nine. They've got a hill to climb. Here's a shot by Urban, three, too strong. Rebound underneath. Carly Kay follows it home. That is the second bucket of the game and the fourth point of the night for Carly Kramer. 27-20. And we are inside a minute to go in the third. Here's Clara Johnson. Left side, Claire Jobbins. Back out on top. Clara starts in, goes down the left side, and these players have really developed this thing with the forearm, pushing and trying to clear out room off the defenders. The official's not really calling that much, certainly not tonight anyway. Here's a turnaround from in the middle of the lane. It is up, and it is good. The first points of the evening by Lydia Tweed. Back to the nine-point lead at 29-20. And we are at 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Morehamon Academy on top. Here's Zoe for three. That shot is going to be a little long and get away, go out of bounds. Back it comes to the Chargers. Jeff North is going to have an opportunity at the final shot of the third quarter and an opportunity at taking a double-digit lead to the fourth quarter. I think, got to get the right personnel, I suppose, to put it in play, and here we go. Up the floor comes Claire. Jobbins bringing it up. Starts over to the left side, holds it up on the wing. Kicks it into Macy. Macy loses the handle, and Zoe slaps it out of bounds, but it's going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll come back in again, too. Chasing in. Now 6 seconds to go in the third. Wastuba will inbound it directly beneath the goal. Comes out on top. Clara, right side with four. Here's Tara's shot from the baseline. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Ravens. We go to the fourth. Time on the floor. Going to the fourth quarter here in Atchison in the ladies' game. Jeff North, 29, Morehamon Academy, 20.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Going to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, 29-20. Jefferson County North in front. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph over the studio. Tom Couch with you here. For JCN, 9 points in the third quarter. 4 points for MHMA. Still leading the way for Jeff North. There was Duba with her nine. Half a dozen apiece now. Macy Thompson and Clara Johnson. Former Hillmount Academy, Bethany Urban with seven. Zoe with five. Four apiece, Carly and Scarlett. We go to the fourth quarter. The ball comes in and JCN will have it. It gets tied up. Possession arrow for Hillmount Academy. 7:52 to go in the ball game. 29-20. That's right. Fourth quarter score. Not a lot of points in this one tonight. The defense is excellent. Left side Coker underneath Kramer. Turns and shoots, and it won't roll in. Rebound is going to be hauled down by Lydia. Here comes JCN. Charges over to the right side. The feet down to the block. Wistuba gets run over. No foul. The follow shot goes up, and Clara will come to the free throw line on a foul by Zoe Steck. So for Zoe, it'll be personal foul number one for JCN. It's going to be, team foul four. And I'm sure the coach, Steve Noel, keeps track of things like this. But for JCN, in this entire game, we're in the fourth quarter, his team has committed three total fouls tonight. I'm sure that's a pretty good outing. First free throw here is going to be up and in. Clara Johnson with her 7 point. First point of the fourth quarter by each team. Second one, no. Zoe coming out with a rebound. It is 30-20. JCN leads by 10 with 7:15 left. Stack over to the left side, comes back off on top. Urban looks to the middle. They'll feed Scarlett. She gets triple teamed off the block. The defender at the baseline in this 1-3-1 stepped down below her. The defender at the top stepped down above her. And then that left the middle player just to kind of sandwich her in. And she was completely wrapped up down there. They're going to call a jump ball. And now the shot up from the right side. No good. Follow up by Zoe. No good. And this time the rebound saved by Steck. Kicks it out on top. Urban. Bethany cranks up the three. It won't go. And MHMA struggling to get anything to fall. With 6:50 to go in the ball game, it's into the forecourt. Jeff North takes a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with the Lady Chargers. Down to 6:48 to play in the ladies' game. JCN 30, Morehamon Academy 20.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Coming to you from the Haverty Gymnasium on the Morehamon Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. There are 6 minutes and 48 seconds of play in tonight's girls' game. Guys' game still to come. 30-20, JCN has put together their largest lead of the evening. They have led for a majority of the game. Now the Chargers are hard to believe that they're going to put this thing in the ice box, but right now you've got Tara Wistuba just standing out with her heels in the center circle, just dribbling the basketball. waiting for Hannah Coker to come out and defend her. And as she does, they will advance over to the left side. We're going to get a travel call, and Jason is going to turn it over. 6.5 to go in the game. Zoe Steck will inbound. And here comes the Lady Ravens. Bethany Urban bringing it up. Got to tell you, this zone has been tough. And now Morehamite Academy turns it over. The outlet to Clara. She double clutches, shakes the defender, and they're going to call her for a travel down there. So that was a tough break. 6:18 to go. Back into the lineup for Coach Luke Knoll will come both Hope Banowitz and also Nora Heckner. Here comes Morehamite Academy. 6:14, 13, 12, rolling along here in the fourth quarter. On the right side, Heckner, who steps on the sideline, kind of got pinned up against that a little bit and lost track of its proximity to where they had her standing in. And back up the floor with it will come the Lady Chargers. 6 minutes to play. Kara Wazduba into the forecourt. She leads all scorers at 9 points. Kara will drive the left side of the lane, dumps it off on top. The set shot for three is perfect. Claire Jobbins will knock it in. Her second three of the game, 33-20. 5:47 to go, and now JCM with a turnover, and it's going to be stolen back by Urban. She will drive right, turn in traffic, shoot, no follow. Coker gets it to roll around and around and in. It took a moment. That is the first point of the game for Hannah Coker. 33-22. 5:25 left. Little shot from in the middle. It's going to be up and good. 9 points now for Clara Johnson. 35-22. For the second time, a 13-point Lady Charger lead. Down to 5:11 to go. Shot from the outside. Won't drop for Bethany. Rebound to get back down. MHMA. And now the pass over to the left side is just kind of going to find its way out of bounds. And we'll come back to the Lady Chargers. Going to get Macy back into the game for head coach Steve Knoll. 5 minutes to play. Chase in for the ball, leading it by 13. 35-22. Way up top side with it is going to be Tara Wazduba. Little left-hand dribble, hits all the way to the baseline, and Urban defending and defending and finally just playing it so closely that she will collect her third foul tonight. So for Bethany, it'll be foul number 3. For Morehamite Academy, it'll be team foul 5. JCN has committed 1 second-half foul. They committed only 2 first-half fouls. And we've got 4:40 to play. Urban playing tight again up on top, and we're going to get a Jeff North timeout. Taking a break with them at 4:38 to go in the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys' game coming up. Do not go away. Your score here in Atchison, Jeff North 35, Morehamite Academy 22.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
As we return to the gym, it will be JC in basketball coming out of the timeout. They're going to bring it on the left side, and senior point guard Tara Wazduba will drive it up to the top. She's guarded by Bethany Urban. Remember, Bethany out there with 3 fouls already tonight. The only player for either team with 3. Now the ball is going to get away from Jobbins, and it'll be picked up by Scarlett, who is driving it up the floor. I had to look twice because Scarlett's out there all night, but you don't see her bringing the ball up the court a lot. And it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds by Jeff North. It'll be MHMA basketball. 4:20 to go. top side with it. That's going to be Kechner. Over to the right side, Coker. Kechner. Back out on top, Urban. Banowitz will feed into the lane. The ball is on the floor, and Morehead Academy taking a timeout. Let's do it. 4 minutes to go in the game. It remains JCN 35, MHMA 22.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Really nice crowd. Fans supporting both of these clubs here this evening. Always good to see that. And you see that pretty much wherever you go across the Northeast Kansas League. We've been to a lot of venues and a lot of great crowds. 4 minutes to go in the game. 35-22 is the JCN lead. MHMA putting the ball in play at their offensive baseline, and we hope Banowitz doing the inbound work. She's looking for somewhere to go, looking, it throws it into the hands of a defender. Here comes Jeff North. I'm sure Hope could see something from her vantage point and her angle that I just missed right there. And here come the Chargers over to the right side. Falling away is going to be Clara. No good. And the rebound to Carly Kay, who's fouled over the back. Whistle is going to be on Lydia, I think. Couple of fouls? No. It's going to be Lydia Tweed picking up her first foul tonight. 3:45 to go. Still a 13-point Jeff North lead. Skip pass over to the left side. Carly falling away. Puts up a shot that misses. Gets her own rebound. Lobs it back out on top. They'll go to the right side to Scarlett. Into the lane. The left-handed shot. Count it. Plus one for Scarlett Bagley. Scarlett went up, and I like that. She used the correct hand, and coming in the direction she was, she used the left hand, kept the ball away from the defender, gave her a better angle at the rim. And now she's coming to the line, as that is the third foul of the evening by Macy. Scarlett, they look wide to the left side. The rebound, Carly Kay. Back up with it will come. Morehead Mount Academy, 3:20 to go. Now 35-24, three-point shot. Zoe from outside. Deck has eight. 35-27, 3 minutes to play. MHMA has gotten back within eight, and Scarlett Bagley, who is non-stop motion out of the floor, races over, gets a hand to the ball, and slaps it away and out of bounds down to the baseline. Just over 3 minutes left. Tara Vestuma brings it in, gets it on the left side. Back it comes to Tara. She's in the lane. Comes back off on top, and Jaycee is going to move it around. It's going to be Claire with it. Macy playing up high. All five players were JCN above the circle, and then they'll try a little entry pass. It is in, and the bucket is going to be good. Wastuba has 11. 37-27 with 2:40 to go. Top side, Urban passed up what looked like a shot at a three. Here comes to the right side. Zoe does not take a shot at the three, and JCN has just been devastating with his zone defense tonight. The ball slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Back it will come to the Lady Ravens. 2:22 to go in the game. They trail by 10. And they'll come in and come out on top. Bethany, here she goes for three. Halfway down, kicks out. It was a good shot to have taken and just about got it to go in. Claire Jobbins with a rebound and up the floor with it. She will bring it herself. Claire met by Zoe at the top. Lady Ravens in a player defense now. 2 minutes to go. A pass top side gets away from Macy, but right there, gathering it up, and then they're going to call it travel. a very safe call. When you're not sure whether it was over and back or whether something happened, you call a travel. Nobody gets saddled with the foul. The ball gets in the hands of the correct team, and away you go, particularly in the last 2 minutes of a 10-point game. Here's a three-pointer on its way. Got it, Bethany Urban! Bethany in double figures with 10. 37-30, and we've got a minute 40 to go. Push Duba over to the left side. Macy out on top. Gets it to Lydia. Tweed cuts into the lane. Has it knocked out of her hands. Able to pick it back up. Here's a three from the top. It's up and good. I didn't think probably Coach Steve Noll wanted to see when Claire squared up for that, but she throws it down, her third three of the game. It's back to a 10-point advantage, 40-30. From underneath, Carly goes up and scores it for two. Carly has a half a dozen. 40-32, and we are at a minute left. Jason comes down the floor. Coach Steve Noll calls a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. 57 seconds to go in the ladies' game. Lady Chargers, 40. Lady Ravens, 32.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
We are in the last minute of the ladies' game. And Jefferson County North on the road here tonight leads 40-32. Good to have you with us here in Atchison, Kansas. It will be JCN basketball. They'll have it to play from the sideline just into their forecourt. The inbound work done by Lydia Tweed. She'll bring it down into the middle, and the ball is going to be knocked away from Mastuba, and they're going to call Tara for a travel. It'll come back to MHMA. Urban and Coker back into the game as the offense-defense switch now for head coach Luke Noll. Here comes MHMA quickly into the forecourt. Zoe to the left side. Bethany cuts loose for three. Good shot, didn't drop. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and Charger basketball. 45 seconds left. And again, the offense-defense switch. The ball going out of bounds provides that dead ball opportunity to make these substitutions. And the ball coming in from deep in the backcourt. Here's what both of these coaches are going to do. They're going to battle to the very end. No one is conceding anything. Again, it will be JC and ball. Lydia puts it in down to the baseline into Tarot. Here comes Wastuba up the floor. She'll drive it up. Urban reaches in to try to steal it. Picks up the foul. I have her now for four. Bethany Urban. Four fouls. Morehamite Academy, 16 fouls. And Bethany's going to check out for Zoe. With the next foul, we're going to have JC into the line 1+. 41 seconds to go. It comes into Wastuba. Time's ticking. Wastuba dribbles it up on top. Comes off a screen by Claire, and there's going to be a foul called. It's going to be on Zoe. Only her second tonight. And it will be a 1-1 for Tara Wastuba. Now, Tara, having a great game tonight. Leads her team with 11 points. However, she is 2 of 4 at the free throw line this evening, but those shots were all the way back in the very early part of the game in the opening quarter. Front half of the 1-1. It's up and no good. Rebound. Fought for it down in the corner. And what's going to happen here? We got a foul? I didn't know that was going to be a foul. I didn't know if that might be just a jump ball maybe down there. This is a hard call to make, and when the officials are talking about it, Foul is going to be on Carly. That was great hustle. And also great hustle by Carly and Tara, who cut underneath her to try to save that ball. She's back at the free throw line, and this time she will hit the front half of a 1-1. That is the 12th point of the game for Tara Wastuba. Puts JCN up by 9. One more free throw would make it a 4-possession game. It is on its way, and it is good. Now 42-32, and we're going to get a timeout, Chargers. Let's do it. 34 seconds to go. It's Jeff North, 42. Morehead Academy, 32.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
JCN in front with only 34 seconds to play in this game. Good to have you with us here on CARE Radio. And let me just check my clock here. I don't even have a clock anymore. Oh, yeah, 7:30. Guys, game will be off by 8 o'clock here tonight. It'll be put in play for MHMA by Zoe. She'll bring it in to Bethany, and up the floor comes Morehead Academy. Into the forecourt, Carly drives into the lane, goes in, hook shot, won't go, rebound, tipped out, Scarlet, but saved. Lady Ravens in, clock running, and finally Coker with a little two-hand push. I don't think they're going to call that an intentional foul on that. It'll just come to the other end of the court as it will be. Three fouls now for Hannah Coker. Back of the free throw line will come Jeff North. And Claire Jobbins, who's got 3 threes tonight. His shot is up, and it won't go in. Rebound underneath Chargers, and we get a whistle and another foul. Our official's going to walk over. Is this on Zoe? It will be her third. Zoe's deck, 3 fouls, all of which have come here in the second half. Chargers back at the line, Lydia Tweed, 0-for-4 at the line. She's better than that. I've seen her shoot free throws, and this one is up and won't go in. One more shot coming up for Lydia Tweed. 19 seconds left tonight in the ladies' game. This one, not going to fall. And rebound, Scarlet. Battle sport, it gets out of bounds, it'll be Morehead Mount Academy basketball. 18 seconds to play. Steck will bring it in. And Bethany Urban will let the ball run into the forecourt, touch it, and here goes the clock running. Urban will take it over to the left side, kicks it out on top to Zoe. That's a long three, looks good, but just a little too long. Comes down at the left side, and we're going to get Kramer picking up a foul with 8 seconds to go. So Carly Kramer will pick up one here, her third foul this evening. And for JCN, it'll be the double bonus, and Lydia comes back to the free throw line again. Gets that ball where she wants it, and won't quite go in. One more shot here for Lydia Tweed. Lydia, one of a couple of seniors on this club. Second shot. Doesn't want to fall. Rebounding it down. Here comes MHMA. Urban races up. 3 seconds. 2. The runner at the buzzer. Final score tonight. Jefferson County North, 42. Morehead Mount Academy, 32, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The guys' teams have made their way out on the floor, warming up as their game coming up here in just a little bit here on CARE Radio. Right now, recap of the ladies' contest. For Jefferson County North, great night for the senior, Tara Wistuba. Double-digit scoring, the only player for JCN to score. Double figures, she had 13. She's your Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight. Right behind her, 9 apiece for Claire Jobbins and Clara Johnson. Macy Thompson had 6. It was 3 points for Elizabeth Eastbay. Coming off the bench, and Lydia Tweed with 2. For MHMA, Bethany Urban hit a couple of three-point shots on her way to a team-high 10 this evening. Zoe Steck with 8 on the evening. Scarlett Bagley and Carly Kramer, each with a half a dozen. Hannah Coker with 2. As I mentioned, the guys' game coming up shortly. Stick around for that. We're going to take a brief break, though, while they get warmed up. Final score again in the ladies' game. It was JCN 42, MHMA 32. Don't go far. Boys basketball coming up next year on CARE.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.